Coming up on the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast, guest blogging on basicblogtips.com. Ever been to my blog before, basicblogtips.com, you'll know that I do have several guest authors that are featured on my blog. Now, you may be wondering, why would you want to do a guest post? Well, first of all, I have a very active community over on my blog that gets lots of traffic and lots of comments. So you can engage with other bloggers. And more importantly, this will help you with your SEO, which is your search engine optimization. And eventually you're going to get traffic back to your blog or your website. Now, let me tell you first, we do have requirements and we like to have a high standard of guest posts over on Basic Blog Tips. So here's a quick list of the requirements. You must have a gravatar. And if you're not sure what a gravatar is or why you need one, then I do have a post and it will tell you where to sign up. Basically, you're going to go to gravatar.com and upload an image. I prefer if it's an image of yourself and not a company logo. So if you don't have a Gravatar, go over to Gravatar.com and get yourself all registered. Okay, the next thing is that your topic should be related to the categories that we have on the blog. So excellent topics would be blogging tutorials, or if you want to talk about blogging forums. We also have lots of topics under social media, and that could be any form of social media or social bookmarking that you like to write about. Another category that's very interesting to our readers is technology. And we like to keep up with the latest in gadgets and smartphones and iPhones. And lastly, let's talk about video marketing, or really any kind of marketing that relates to business or small businesses. So those are the topics that we generally have on the blog, but you're welcome to pitch me an idea about a topic. And if I think it sounds interesting and something that my audience and my readers would benefit from, I'd be happy to consider it. Okay. I also need you to send me writing samples, meaning links to something you've written online. Hopefully it's not just all your blog or article directories. It'd be nice if you've done a guest post somewhere else, but that's okay. If you haven't, just make sure you send me links to specific articles. Let's just say you're a new blogger. Okay. Send me links to your best post on your blog. Just two or three is good enough. The content, of course, it may seem like it goes without saying, but we only have original and unique content on the blog. Nothing that's reblogged from somewhere else. Okay, you also need to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, or Google Plus. And right now, Twitter and Google Plus are really my preferred networks, but I do also have a Facebook page, so that's fine. Now, the last requirement is that you respond to comments in an appropriate time and manner. And that is another reason why I like to see your writing samples, because I'm finding that few people are sending me requests for guest posts and they send me samples. And here there's 10, 15, 20 comments on the post that they're sending me a sample of, and they haven't responded to one comment. So I, in fact, had a few people that gave me reasons why they hadn't responded to comments. And honestly, I don't want to hear it. Comments is a very important part of basicblogtips.com. I'm expecting you to respond to comments. There's one last thing, And you have to be proficient or at least familiar with WordPress, because all of my guest bloggers will compose their posts in the WordPress dashboard. And one reason for this, or the primary reason, is because I have a plugin installed, and it's called the SEO Presser plugin. I have a tutorial on it, so don't, you know, get nervous or like, oh my God, what kind of plugin is that? It's super simple to use, but I do have a tutorial on it. And I know a lot of times when you hear about these SEO plugins, people think, oh, that's going to get me to rank number one and go, no. That's not the reason why I want you to use the plugin. I want you to use the plugin for several reasons, and it has to do mainly with the structure of your writing. And I also have one requirement, which is in the first paragraph, there should be an internal link back to one of my posts on basic blog tips. SEO Presser is going to check for that. And if you don't have any internal links on the post, I'm going to know right away when I go in there to review your post. There's a lot of benefits to guest blogging on basicblogtips.com. Go over to my contact form. You'll see links to everything I just talked about, getting a gravatar, finding out where to follow me on all my social networks, and the SEO Presser tutorial. And in the end, it's going to benefit both of us, because when you have questions, I'm going to respond to your questions. That's going to help us engage with each other more. That's also going to help us both get some new skills under our belt, because you may have a question, which is something that I never even thought of. That's happened a couple of times. People have asked me, why do you use SEO Presser? I don't like it. Or why do you have people sign up to your blog? I don't know how to use WordPress. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, if you don't know how to use WordPress, you're not going to be able to do a guest post on basic blog tips. And as far as the SEO Presser question, when a blogger asked me that question before, it actually made me think, yeah, why do I use this plugin? And that's why I know that I use it more for structure, to make sure you're staying on topic. You'll see that the plugin requires for you to have certain tags spread out throughout the post. So if you're not staying on topic, you're not going to be able to put your keywords, let's say, in the middle or at the end of your post. So that's going to help you with structure, with learning how to compose a well thought out and well, I hate to use this term, but I will, SEO'd post. Okay. Look, I look forward to you guest blogging over at Basic Blog Tips. And it doesn't matter what your level of expertise is. We are all here to learn and to share with each other. I appreciate your time for listening to this podcast. Follow the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. And I'll talk to you soon over on basicblogtips.com. Peace.